Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're focusing on a crucial aspect of healing, reclaiming your power and agency. That's right. Let's get into it. Healing is more than just recovering from pain. It's about reclaiming your power, rewriting your story, and stepping into the fullest expression of yourself. It's about recognizing that while you may not have control over everything that has happened to you, you do have control over how you move forward. So too often, we give away our power, whether that's to past wounds, negative self-beliefs, or our circumstances that seems beyond our reach. But true healing begins when we decide to take ownership of our lives, our emotions, and our choices. It's about shifting from a place of survival to one of thriving, where we no longer see ourselves as victims of our past, but as creators of our futures. So if you're experiencing any trauma or any painful situations, you have the right to feel all of those feelings. Your feelings are valid, but you also have the right to move forward and create your future by reclaiming your power and your agency. So this podcast today is an invitation to step into that power through self-reflection, mindset shifts, and different strategies. We'll get real and raw about how to heal in a way that strengthens and builds your confidence, restore your sense of agency, and empowers you to live a life aligned with your truth. Healing is not just about letting go. It's about stepping up, stepping into the future, and embracing a healing era. The journey won't always be easy, but it will definitely be worth it. You are stronger than your past. You are stronger than your hurts. You are stronger than your trauma and bigger than your wounds, and worthy of peace, joy, and freedom that comes with true healing. The time to reclaim your power is now. Whenever we experience trauma, pain, or any form of violation, it often leaves us feeling powerless. We feel like our control has been taken away and we're left at the mercy of our circumstances. But healing isn't just about recovering. It's about actively reclaiming the power that's rightfully ours. So we first, in order to reclaim in that power, we have to first seek understanding. Understand the power of agency in healing. Agency is simply your capacity to act independently and make your own free choices. And power in this context, it's not about dominance, but it's about inner strength and just having that autonomy. That's what it's about. And trauma often steals our sense of agency, making us feel helpless and vulnerable. But healing is the opposite. Healing is reclaiming. Healing involves actively taking back our control, taking control of that narrative, your narrative, and taking control of your loss. So there are so many ways that we can experience trauma in our lives, so many different forms of trauma and healing that needs to take place. Understand that healing belongs to you. We often think of healing as something external, something we have to chase or earn. We seek answers, we seek solution and validation from others, forgetting that most of our source of healing resides deep within. So today it's all about reclaiming that power, understanding healing beyond the physical wounds. Healing encompasses emotional, mental, and your spiritual well-being. And it's a journey. It's not a destination that you're going to get overnight. It's a continuous process. So if you're feeling that hurt and pain and you're grieving, understand that healing is a journey and it's a continuous process of growth and transformation. And understand, you also have to rely on your inner wisdom. Your body and soul possesses this form of wisdom and capacity to heal, and you have to seek those resources for self-improvement. It's about taking ownership of your well-being, reclaiming your power, challenging your mentality. Recognize the difference between acknowledging the pain and identifying yourself as a victim, and define what healing means to you and set clear intentions for your journey and listen to your body. Pay attention to what you're feeling. If you're feeling heaviness, if you're feeling these deep emotions, pay attention to that. Those are your physical and emotional cues. So trust your intuition, trust your inner voice that holds valuable insights for your healing today, and be mindful. Use your tools for healing. Cultivate that inner peace through mindfulness and meditation and just connecting with your inner self. Sometimes you may need to journal. Sometimes you need to write it out. Process your emotions. Gain clarity through journaling and track your process. Have that level of creative expression. Engage in activities that allow you to express yourself authentically and, you know, explore different techniques, whether that's like yoga, acupuncture, going to therapy or counseling, getting professional support to process your trauma and your feelings and develop that healthy coping mechanism, whatever you need to do. But know that whatever you're feeling, whatever you're carrying, whatever those burdens that you're facing today, healing and restoration, that is within you. There's deep importance for self-compassion, being gentle and understanding with yourself during the healing process, and forgiveness. Release that guilt and shame and forgive yourself for past mistakes, and know that no one is perfect, and healing is an up and down battle. You're going to embrace those imperfections. You're going to experience imperfections, but I want you to understand one of the biggest things is that you have the power to heal that resides in you. And healing is a right. It's not a privilege, it's a right. You deserve to experience wholeness and well-being. And just be. Take a moment to simply be and trust your inner guidance, trust your intuition, and allow it to guide you on your healing journey. And understand that no matter what you're going through, healing is possible. Healing is definitely within your reach, and it belongs to you. It's your brighter journey, and you have the power. You have the power to embrace healing. You have the power to nurture healing deep within and allow it to guide you towards a life of wholeness, a life of forgiveness, and a life of peace. So understand that. Just embrace it. Embrace that power of healing so that you can have a life that's filled with authenticity and well-being, and that you're going to be okay. So always, always understand that and what that is all about. There are so many ways that trauma impact us in resonate into our lives. So this podcast today is just about creating a space for understanding and validation and hope, because trauma is a big thing. The word itself carries a lot of weight, and it represents experiences that have deeply impacted our lives. So the first step is you have to understand the type of trauma that you're experiencing and know that it goes beyond, different events that you've experienced. It's about, it could be different major events, but it's also from those small things as well. Prolonged stress, emotional neglect, or different things that impact your nervous system when you experience trauma. It leads to heightened, increased anxiety. You have flashbacks and different emotional things. So there's so many ways that trauma, those experiences, how you respond to them and how they show up. And they're very unique to each individual. We all have our own trauma and things that we've experienced. So there's no right way to feel, and there's no wrong way to, there's no right way to heal. It's all about what works best for you and using, logic. Understand that your feelings are valid. Your experiences that you've experienced, no one can take that away from you. So you are entitled to feel all of those emotions, and they're real and they're raw. So allow yourself to experience them. Sometimes it may feel like a wave moving in and out of your body. They come in waves, but understand that you have the right to feel those emotions, but you also have the gift to heal. There's great importance in healing, breaking the cycle of unresolved trauma that can perpetuate cycles of pain and dysfunction. So we gotta have some time where we're able to grieve and process things, but we also have to properly move forward. So reclaim your power. Healing is about reclaiming your power and agency and creating that foundation for healthy relationships. Healing allows you to build healthier and more fulfilling relationships. And also, healing opens the doors to living a life free from constraints of past traumas. So there are so many things that you can do to heal. You can seek professional help, therapy, different trauma-informed therapy that's crucial for processing and healing. And also surround yourself with supportive people and create a safe environment for your healing journey and practice grounding techniques to manage anxiety and stay present. And also, there are somatic practices, different therapies that focus on the body's role in trauma healing, and also creative expression. Sometimes there's art, sometimes there's music, sometimes there's writing. There's so many ways to process your emotions and experiences. But when you're on this journey, you can be triggered. There are so many things. Be prepared for triggers and develop strategies to manage them. And understand healing is not linear. There will always be setbacks. So understand how to maneuver and control your triggers and understand what they are. And also, you may doubt yourself. You might question your progress and your ability to heal, but you have to be patient, because healing takes time. So please, please, please be patient with yourself and understand that you are not alone. Many people have experienced trauma, and healing is possible, and healing is within your reach. So know that your pain is valid, and don't minimize your experiences or allow others to gaslight you and make you feel that you're not experiencing what you're experiencing. And understand that healing, it's possible. No matter how deep the wounds are, healing was it's definitely within reach. And you are so worthy. You are so worthy of healing, and you deserve to live a life free from burdens of trauma. So remember, healing from trauma, it's a courageous act, and it's a journey of self-discovery, a journey of resilience, reclaiming your right to a life of peace and wholeness. And you are strong, you are worthy, and you are capable of healing. So know that the time is now. It's time to reclaim your power and your agency. That is critical. Know one thing. You have to identify where you've lost your power. Reflect on your experiences. Where have you felt powerless? What situations or relationships have diminished your agency? And work on getting that power back, reclaiming your power daily. Identify your limiting beliefs. What beliefs are you holding on to, keeping you feeling powerless? And recognize those patterns. Are they constantly reoccurring patterns? And also, where do you give your power away? That's so critical. What are some areas in your life where you're giving your power away? Practice some steps. Work on some critical steps to reclaim your power. One of the most imperative ones is setting boundaries. Establish clear boundaries. That's powerful. That's a powerful act of self-assertion. And make conscious choices. Start making small, intentional choices that align with your values and speak your truth. Find your voice and express your needs and feelings authentically. Speak up and be transparent about how you're feeling and how you're maneuvering, and take action. Actions, even small steps to move forward, to work on reclaiming your power and reclaiming your life and reclaiming your narrative, and seek support when necessary. Connect with supportive people who empower you and who's encouraging you on this journey of reclaiming your power. And have that, you know, self-advocacy. Learn to advocate for yourself and your needs. Your needs matter. And there's huge importance of self-empowerment. And just reclaiming your agency restores your sense of autonomy. Understand that. And building self-confidence, taking control over your life, that builds confidence. You're creating a sense of safety again. And you're empowering yourself. That creates a sense of safety and security. And you're able to move forward. So know that you're not alone. You have that power to shape your life, and understand that your voice is so powerful and it deserves to be heard, and you are worthy of feeling valued, and you deserve to have control of your own life. So keep that in mind. It's time to reclaim your power. Whatever you're going through, you can reclaim your power and you can reclaim your narrative and take control of your life to just set a new future, a new day, and walk courageously, walk confidently in the new direction. It's time. Today is the day to reclaim your power. I hope you're ready. Today's message is crystal clear. It's time for you to reclaim your power and agency. If you're battling something, if you have a heavy spirit, a heavy heart, and you're listening in today, take a moment to reflect. Reflect on what areas have you given your power away, and how you can restore that, and how you can reclaim your power and agency and take control. It's not what happened to you. It's how you get up. It's how you rise up and reclaim your narrative. And it's how you take back what the enemy has stole. Reclaim your power. You are worthy. You are worthy of power and agency. You deserve to live again. You deserve to shine bright. You deserve to have hope. You deserve to have peace, joy, and clarity. So whatever burden you're carrying, whatever situation you face, understand that today is a new day to heal again, and reclaim your power and agency.
Remember, beautiful souls, healing is not passive. It's an active process of reclaiming your power, your agency, and your right to live a life on your own terms. You are strong, you are capable, and you are worthy of creating a life that reflects your true self. Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this journey of self-discovery. Let's embrace the power within and create lives filled with authenticity and agency. Until next time, keep shining bright, you beautiful souls. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.